Oh, indeed. I mean, what we're seeing at Letterkenny Hospital's emergency department is a representation of the lack of beds, nurses and doctors and home care supports across Donegal. So there's not enough beds in our community hospitals. That means that you can't release patients from Letterkenny to those hospitals quickly enough, not enough home care supports in the community. And then, of course, in Letterkenny itself, there isn't enough beds, nurses and doctors. And then the knock-on effect of a packed emergency department is that appointments, procedures are cancelled, the waiting list grows. So this is about the neglect of Donegal and our health service for so many years.
Now, we do know that there is a big effort to try and recruit the necessary staff to Letterkenny University Hospital, but it doesn't seem to be going too well. Like, what, from your point of view, can be done to entice people here to the county to work in the hospital?
Well, one of the things in the recruitment process is it's very, very bureaucratic. It takes too long to recruit nurses and doctors in this country, and some of those processes need to be looked at. But we also need to reassure and assure any nurses who are coming into our health service in Donegal or coming back that they're not going to be working in impossible conditions, that they're not going to be under unbelievably stressful conditions. And that's a real deterrent to attract nurses and doctors into our health system in Donegal. So we're a victim of the neglect over the years. We need a special attention being paid to Donegal. Letterkenny Hospital, you know, has repeatedly been at the top of the table when it comes to the amount of people on trolleys that can't get into proper beds and wards. Of course, then the other side of that is the pressure, unbelievable pressure on our healthcare workers. So we've had those meetings now with the Letterkenny Hospital management, with the Sale to Hospital Group management, and we are very clear on what the issues are, and we know now what the government needs to do, and they need to step up here.
And from your point of view, I'm sure that they would need to step up sooner rather than later. We're in the mouth of Christmas. We are at the beginning of what undoubtedly will be a very busy winter period with overcrowding and COVID combined.
Indeed. I mean, there are interventions they can make urgently around more modular units. Now, these are temporary units, but we can't wait 3-4 years for, you know, full capital. We need that now, so it's clear that we just don't have the capacity still at Letterkenny Hospital. We don't have the beds, the nurses, the doctors, and there needs to be urgent intervention. We have called repeatedly for the Minister, Stephen Donnelly, to come up to Letterkenny Hospital to talk to the representative unions, to the healthcare workers, to talk to the hospital management, to talk to the campaign groups in the county, to see for himself what's going on. David Colnan, our health spokesperson, has done that, and he's quite shocked at what he heard, and now we need action from government.